A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
So here's what we're tracking today in the markets. Last night, the European Central Bank officially ended its post-crisis QE program to buy bonds, but has promised to reinvest the cash from maturing bonds to continue feeding stimulus into the economy. At the same time, it's also warning to watch out for more downside risks. So we're talking about geopolitics, the threat of protectionism, and vulnerabilities in emerging markets and volatility, of course. Let's get a bigger picture from Jonathan Chan, market analyst at CMC Markets, speaking to us from Australia. Morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
Always great having you on the line. Well, Jonathan, walk us through what's happening with the ECB. You've got this policy announcement. It's officially ended QE after 4 years. What's behind this decision? Has the program been a success?
Right. The whole thing may not be as significant as we perceive, because the ECB has been talking about it for more than 12 months. This is not a sharp change, but a baby step and a signal towards future tightening. And bear in mind that the EBC designed to keep a reinvestment plan, which minimized the effects on the decision too. And the program has been largely successful that benefits stock markets and debtors. But on the other hand, the downside was quite obvious in some regions that piled up debt.
Okay, so officially it's ended the QE program, but it has plans to reinvest in the economy. What does this tell you about the state of the economy across the EU? Is it out of the woods, especially with all these headlines around Italy and France?
Right, that's a good question. On the contrary, this is not a sign that the EU economy is out of the woods. The president of ECB, Mario, admitted economic data had been weaker than expected. That implies an unexpected economic slowdown. He also lowered growth forecasts for this year and next, and cut the inflation forecast for next year while raising it for this year. So EU could be facing challenges of both an unexpected economic slowdown and potential political turmoil, such as the Italian budget issue. So Italian proposed to cut the deficit target to 2.04%, but it may still not be low enough to avoid EU sanctions. As I perceive, uncertainties remain if the sluggish economy and mountain of debts in Italy could be reformed.
A lot of moving parts in the EU, of course, and of course Brexit, one of the big headlines. We'll touch on that in just a while. The ECB's policy decision, Jonathan, what will be the impact on the markets, especially euro?
Right. It may have little impact on both markets and currencies. As I mentioned before, the ECB has been talking about it for more than 12 months, and the market has somewhat priced in the decision. They're not withdrawing money from the market by raising interest rate. Instead, the end of bonds purchase means they will stop injecting money into the market. So if you look at the overnight movement of the euro and the European shares markets, they were relatively flat on lower volatility.
All right, Jonathan Chan, market analyst at CMC Markets. Let's talk about Brexit, Jonathan. What is the baseline scenario markets are expecting? So far, we've got reports that no one from the EU is open to making any changes to the Brexit deal. So if Prime Minister Theresa May goes home empty-handed, what will be the impact on the markets and the pound?
Right now, the EU is not open to renegotiations, but they may provide assurance over the Irish backstop that could assist Theresa May's motion. So if she returned empty-handed, it increases the chance of a no-deal Brexit, possibly the worst-case scenario. So traders could expect a sell-down on the pound or higher volatility. For instance, on the day of the no-confidence vote in the UK, the pound bounced at close to 200 pips, so the lowest point at 1.247 and the highest at 1.267. So if the worst-case scenario happens, a sell-off in pound could happen, and even the lowest point in 2016 is possible. That is as low as 1.2.
So far, the pound has lost more than 10% this year. Right now, it's around 1.264 versus the US dollar, and versus the Sing dollar, it's about 1.73. So, Jonathan, with all this market volatility right now, what are the opportunities you're looking at? You're quite bullish on gold and yen.
I wouldn't say I'm bullish on them, but it's definitely an opportunity in the gold markets and the Japanese yen. So in case of higher market volatility or a risk of mode, investors may seek temporary safety that could lead to support in safe haven assets. So an opportunity may exist that helps to diversify investment portfolio and potentially generate returns when stock markets decline.
All right, Jonathan, if you look into 2019, where do you see stock markets headed? Is it going to be as good as this year?
It's a tough call. I would say probably on the upside because the trade truce between the US and China will may delayed until March. So for the first quarter, it may still be on the upside.
All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Always great chatting with you. Have a good weekend in advance.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Jonathan Chan, market analyst at CMC Markets, speaking to us on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.